Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we did manage to get back. I pray that many of you did indeed enjoy. I found it fascinating that was said in the earlier show today. Technical difficulties at BTR, Blog Talk Radio. For whatever reason, even though the show was supposed to be about 2 hours, the show was cut short to an hour and a half. I managed, nevertheless, I managed, nevertheless, to get another 30 minutes stuck in. Maybe we might get a little bit more than that. Hopefully, that might even occur. We get a little bit more than that 30 minutes if necessary, since such a thing did occur. And, yes, indeed. Let me see. There's a possibility I might do that. Let me see something. I might actually be able to get a little bit more than that 30 minutes. And if not, I need to get ahead into this all quickly. Okay, well, it did appear that I might not be able to get more than that 30 extra minutes to compensate for what was missing. But I do intend now to make the best of what we do have available to us. And I pray that you will go back and listen to that previous show earlier today if you happen to miss it. But for those who have heard it, we are moving into direction to complete what we can of that message now. And I do thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Allow me to say this. It has to be understood that what was the true faith of the East, the monotheist faith, expecting an end to all lies, the end, if you will, of that fork-tongued dragon, Satan who deceived the whole world, Revelation 12 and 9. Rome, I said Rome, Greco-Romanism, sought to destroy from the minds of men that expectation. I said Greco-Roman sought to destroy
the remembrance of that expectation. They came up with a polytheist misideal that men have called Christianity. Its very title, let me say this, its very title, understanding its origins, exposes its unholy origin. The early believers, regardless of how they chose to translate things later, and trust me, my brothers and sisters, lots of times they translated and put in words that weren't there. They put in titles like Peter or Padre or Pope, heaven help us, for the name Kepha, for the one that is called Simon in Scripture. Oh, people have done things like putting in names like James, so you don't understand that the one called the brother of Messiah was also called Jacob. The one whose name was, as a remembrance, the one whose name was turned from Jacob to be called Israel. It's as if they want to take away from you a remembrance of the foundation. I said they want to take away from you a remembrance of the foundation of the faith. Romans did not come into the East to bring the faith, but to destroy its pure, perfect expectation. Scripture talks about those who wait for him whom the Most High sends, surnames by his name, if you will, in Isaiah 40. Shall renew their strength, be restored unto righteousness, have power to be redeemed beyond man's misconceit, to become truly the sons and daughters of Yah. Most High told me, quite frankly, if any man can believe the massive contradictions, the diverse oppositional doctrines that have plagued this world, he cannot be a disciple unto him. A true disciple unto him who would be disciplined unto the will of Yah must seek all that is this pure, perfect will. That was the commission of Messiah. At Matthew 28:18-20, he said, go forth and teach, convert, make disciples of all nations, saying that all authority from on high, that means over all the rulers and all the nations, has been given unto him. Go forth and teach, baptize, convert, make disciples of all nations, baptizing, purging, getting the leaven out, all the misconceits of all the nations, teaching people beyond all the corrupt doctrines of all the nations, teaching them, instructing them, and trust me, my brothers and sisters, keeping the commandments is not after the instruction of men, but by faith in a direct instruction from above. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, preaches the good, pure message. False prophets won't always work not to tell you everything you need to know, and they corrupt what they do tell, because the eventuality that they teach you, if they don't teach you upon proper foundation, what is the eventuality? Everything can be corrupted. Hey, 47,000 denominations in the world today. There is a problem. Messiah said, teach them to do everything. The word do means to complete fully everything that he commanded. That means that you should look forward with an expectation toward the full fruition of everything that he will return ultimately at the command of the Most High to please him to do. If they didn't teach you what that eventuality is, what you should wait for, what you should prepare for, then my brothers and sisters, how can one prepare, even if it's on this earth, prepare to become a proper citizen of another kingdom if you would never learn its ways, its language, what is the rule of that kingdom? Well, it's the same way, my brothers and sisters, with the kingdom of Yah, that the scripture says must be established on earth. What's the prayer say? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We got a problem, my brothers and sisters, that folks are looking to, they say, talking about that false doctrine rapture. That's another show. Talking about going up into the skies as if man's going to take all his diverse ideas of this corrupt world, this corruptly divided world, and take it up to the Father's holy kingdom, as if that's going to be acceptable, all the diverse, unholy, perverse, polluted misideals and misimaginations of the undisciplined world without a covenant agreement is going to be taken on high and be accepted unto what I call the neural network of angels, those who have the message of the Most High connected always with him together. Hey, what the Most High wants to bring on earth is exactly the same thing. I have witnessed what is the third heaven, to see what it is, to see multitudes, hundreds, thousands, millions if possible, angels of the Most High, messengers of the Most High, together as one in one mind, after one spirit, that all work to preserve the integrity of a covenant. Because quite frankly, scriptures talk about our awakening to a spirit of remembrance. Yohanan, John 16:12-21, 16. Read all those scriptures, please, my brothers and sisters. And it basically says it has to be brought that remembrance and that expectation of what is to come in the future, or else the covenant remains broken. The covenant, my brothers and sisters, even where the holy feast is concerned, Shabbats are concerned, Leviticus 23 tells us quite plainly that throughout all generations, the feast of the Most High, what the Most High will accept as an offering, if you will, is to be a memorial, a remembrance of all the Most High declared. Malachi said there must come that remembrance, that the hearts of the ancient, the devotion, the allegiance after the same ideal of the ancient Hebrew fathers, that a faithful tribal house is to be, that is Israel. It says that you might restore the hearts of the fathers to the children. In other words, restore the heart of the ancient Hebrew fathers to the children of this age. Oh, I wish I could tell you about something that we experienced years ago. And I was once told by the multitude of those ancient patriarchal and matriarchal parents, if you will, and they look upon this world today and they say, what kind of children are these? Don't they know they are our children? Don't they know our ancient ways? Hosea talks about how in 7th chapter, 7 and 7 through 8 and 4 through 8 and 12, how our people have been scattered among the nations after the pollutions of the nations, done violence against the law, done violence against the fullness of the ways of the Most High. So we have come an eagle against their houses, prison houses. Because after they set up kings, but not according to his rule, I said set up kings, but not according to his rule. Don't think it's because certain folks are elected by men. There's a neat look at Isaiah 41:21 concerning that. Just don't think because men are elected by men, the Most High selected those men as kings. Men have turned aside from the rule of the Most High and established their own kings. The scripture says they set up kings, but not by him, and this has been a curse and not a blessing. It talks about those who men have elected are an abomination before the Most High because they don't accept his law or don't accept his rule. What did Obama say when he talked about the idea that an obscure verse in the book of Romans will not, he said, thwart their agenda? I tried to tell people about that. A lot of folks were just looking at a man with a black face. They forget that people like Henry Kissinger, Bilderbergers, in many respects, chose Obama to run for presidency. Oh, there's so much I can say about that, my brothers and sisters. But what about the one the Most High himself has chosen when it says men have not preaching the whole pure message are an abomination after such rule? Can't give an answer, can't show forth peace. I'm talking about 41:21 through 42:4, Isaiah. Talking about one who comes from the north like and from the rising of the sun, comes from it really means comes from the mist. To reveal that which is hidden, like the rising sun. Scripture says, come upon the princes, those who have established false rule as a potter treads clay. Oh, I got a lot to talk about it. Scripture says, so therefore, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, my chosen one, my elect and chosen one whom my soul delights. He shall bring forth justice to the nations and the isles. All the nations shall wait for his law. My brother says that law is not tainted after the very ideals of men. I only have a short time, looking like I still only have my 9 minutes. Heaven help us. But I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, if you're going to get this right. Rome destroyed after the truth of the gospel expectation of Messiah's return was sent forth to the nations. Rome by no means wanted the people to continue to believe in the coming of Messiah who would have to destroy, yes, even the Roman Empire. All the vestige ideas, corruptions of the Roman Empire that have plagued the whole world. Well, the scripture's talking about that fourth empire. We need to talk about that too. We get a chance. We talk about that too. But I need to move through this swiftly. Rome in 70 AD sought to destroy the meeting place for the unity of the faith that was Jerusalem. Messiah said, after that time will come a rise of false prophets and the love of men will grow cold. The covenant, love for the covenant truth will grow cold. False prophets destroying men's knowledge of what is the covenant. And the scripture is talking about the times of the Gentiles will continue until the times of the Gentiles comes to an end. The time of nations that refuse to reason as one comes to an end. And the scripture says, it talks about certain signs. When you see them all together, the scripture says, know that the time of your salvation is near. What that means, my brothers and sisters, is that the ways, the misrepresentations, the misadministrations of the nations have never been your salvation. Isaiah 26 chapter talks about some will listen, some will not. And it talks about people will have, even the people who wake up will have to admit that other laws, other standards, false doctrines have had dominion over them. But now, in Messiah's appearing, will they make mention? How about according to only the ways that his name have endorsed? And scripture even going forth, we're talking about 26, 12 to 13, 17 through 18, people find out that for many years, for many centuries of generations, that these variant doctrines that men have trusted, I said the variant doctrines that men have trusted, have not been what is necessary to bear forth souls ready for the kingdom to come. Not everyone's ready for that, my brothers and sisters. Hard doctrine. But my brothers and sisters, while men trust, 47 contentious oppositions as if they were holy, i.e. pure unto the one, that is an insanity, my brothers and sisters, that must be removed from the minds. The Most High has declared an absolute standard according to his, conscience. And the Most High, once I asked him, what is his definition of a true Israelite? And what he told me, he said, that is a conscience, a consummate, collective, collaborative, conjunct, eternal conscience that must be, hear me now, restored in the earth. But men, my brothers and sisters, rather than telling the truth of the matter, I need to move through this swiftly. Romans 6th through 7th chapter talks about the horsemen, what they call the horsemen of the apocalypse. And many don't realize a whole lot of what is written there. It's long since come to pass. The white horse rider is the Messiah going forth, as is also related in the 19th chapter of Revelation. Sending forth Messiah and his disciples, apostles going forth to declare the truth of the gospel of peace. The red horse rider is the nations, my brothers and sisters, retaliating against that word of truth. Retaliating against that word of peace to take away the peace of the gospel of peace from the world. The word that is to convert all nations, seeking to take that from the world. In result, they talk about the black horse rider. That was before we talk about the red horse rider being the nation. The black horse rider has to do with dearth, famine. Amos 8, like I said, 8, 10, 11 through 12, talks about a time when men will seek for the pure word of the Most High and will only find corruption. So they look for the pure word, the word that is true to the Most High, and will not find it. And the end result, where is the pale horse rider? And the end result, my brothers and sisters, is death and hell. Because without the word of truth, the word of life, the breath of life, men have breathed, my brothers and sisters, and upheld, and even not only taken in the breath of lies, wind and vanity, said the breath of lies, Isaiah 41:42. But they've also expired those lies across the world. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand beyond that Christos, that Western polytheist ideal that men have called a Christ, and understand again the term Kirti concerning him who comes to destroy this Babylonish confusion. Without that bevy of lies cast aside, I say without that bevy of lies cast aside, illusions remain. Then without the expectation of the end of the lie, think as if the lies and the misrepresentations are eternal. That can never be. They don't tell you who that one who Messiah said he is. In Revelation 22:16 said he is. And he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Isaiah 11 says he comes a second time to bring Israel out of Babylon. The scriptures of Isaiah 24:10-16 and in Dead Sea Scrolls 45 and 6 Isaiah, 59:19-21 of Isaiah. Hosea, get me now, 11:5-10-12 says Messiah will come in the last days out of the west. And there's a need to look at Israel in the east and come across the sea and find that nation of many nations in the west. And that city, the scripture said, even from whence he shall return. Wow, I'll be revealed again to the world. They didn't want to tell you about the secret city prophecies, my brothers and sisters, Zephaniah 2:15-3 and 6:13-20. They don't want to talk to you about that because it means, according to Isaiah 25:1-3-10, that there has been an end of this confusion. 24th chapter, there has been an end of this confusion. 24th chapter even goes as far as to say point blank that as it is with the rulers, so shall it be with the people. In other words, if the rulers lie to the people, it won't be an excuse. Why? Because the Shema command tells everyone who will swear allegiance to the Most High that they have a duty to seek all that is perfect truth. 90 seconds, they just told me. To seek the pure, perfect truth that the lies not have a chance to ever be infectious amongst the churches. A Messiah prophesied. All the apostles foretold. Daniel foretold. So similar to when Moshe told him, said, it won't be long before people be on the land. It won't be long before people be cast off the land among the nations, polluted by the nations. But the promise of the Most High that he shall yet bring his people back. Will they exalt themselves up to heaven, yet he will bring them down. Though they descend into the pits of hell, yet shall he raise them up to bring forth the people who will see plainly what is his will. Tell me, I only got about 30-something seconds left. Wow, time moves by swiftly. We'll have to be a follow-up on this. We have to discern what the faith is, my brothers and sisters, that the truth will prevail and the lies will perish. When the light is revealed, Isaiah 60 of Israel is revealed, the nations will not hearken, that light will perish. Did the nations want you to know that? If not, they didn't teach you the fullness of the faith. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under his praise, the praise of the Most High as he is, be all honor. Until we speak again, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! I thank you all again. Yes, I do. I thank you all again for listening.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I If I could, Come for sure, 'cause I